Mr. Chairman, and delegates to the United Nations Conference on International Organization. Oh, what a great day this can be in history. I deeply regret that the press of circumstances, when this conference opened, made it impossible for me to be here to greet you in person. I have asked for the privilege of coming today to express on behalf of the people of the United States our thanks for what you have done here and to wish you Godspeed on your journeys home. Somewhere in this broad country, every one of you can find some of our citizens who are sons and daughters or descendants in some degree of your own native land. All our people are glad and proud that this historic meeting and its accomplishments have taken place in our country. And that includes the millions of loyal and patriotic Americans who stem from the countries not represented at this conference. We are grateful for your coming. We hope you have enjoyed your stay and that you will come again. You assembled in San Francisco almost 9 weeks ago with the high hope and confidence of peace-loving people the world over. Their confidence in you has been justified. The hope, their hope for your success has been fulfilled. The Charter of the United Nations, which you are now signing, is a solid structure upon which we can build for a better world. History will honor you for it. Between the victory in Europe and the final victory in Japan, in this most destructive of all wars, you have won a victory against war itself. It was the hope of such a charter that helped sustain the courage of stricken peoples through the darkest days of the war. For it is a declaration of great faith by the nations of the earth, faith that war is not inevitable, faith that peace can be maintained. If we had had this charter a few years ago, and above all, the will to use it, millions now dead would be alive. If we should falter in the future in our will to use it, millions now living will surely die. It has already been said by many that this is only a first step to lasting peace. That is true. The important thing is that all our thinking and all our actions be based on the realization that it is in fact only a first step. Let us all have it firmly in mind that we start today from a good beginning, and with our eye always on the final objective, let us march forward.